This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Cooler weather is helping slow the spread of Western Slope wildfires. That includes the South Rim Fire, responsible for closing Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. That area received moderate rain Wednesday, but lower temperatures helped firefighters build defensive lines and survey nearby properties. Other wildfires haven't exploded in size. More rain is forecast for Friday today, but the storms could bring high winds ready to fan the flames. Teenagers and young adults in Jefferson County can find help to quit nicotine. The county's new service will offer free or low-cost patches, gum and lozenges, and one-on-one support. Public health nurse Eleanor Pullen says 2023, nearly 1 in 10 Jefferson County high school students reported using e-cigarettes.
Currently in that population, it's still e-cigarettes for adolescents and young adults, but we're seeing an uptake with nicotine pouches as well.
The program is funded by $400,000 for 2 years from Juul Settlement Funds to the state of Colorado. Water officials in Pueblo and statewide continue to stress the importance of water safety. KRCC's Olivia Bagan has more.
Four people have drowned at Lake Pueblo this summer. None were wearing life jackets. Lake Pueblo State Park Manager Joe Statterman says that there have been several incidents across the region, but only those who survived were wearing life jackets. Statterman compares the issue to seatbelts.
And we've gotten to a point now where people just get in the car and put on their seatbelts and don't really think twice about it. And CPW really views this as a similar kind of issue where if we can build that culture of wearing life jackets, that's really what will make the difference.
Life jackets are available at loaning stations on South Fishing Beach and on Sailboard Beach around the lake. Olivia Bagan, KRCC News.
Congress votes to kill funding for foreign aid and public radio. That story is at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.